This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. It's day 7 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and once again I have a friend reading one of my stories. This time it's Jay Langjens of Masterpiece Audio Theater. Be sure to check out his stuff and all of the rest of the Dog Days of Podcasting participants at dogdaysofpodcasting.com.
These streets are paved with gold, they said. As if that's something to be proud of, vesting gold on cobblestones, really. But Gold Street, that's amazing, they kept insisting. But old Fritz knew better. Sure, they looked pretty in the first glow of morning light, all soft amber and rosy pink. But that same glow reflected in every window of the morning, and usually at least an hour before decent folk had tumbled out of bed. Maybe if you were one of the lords or the ladies up at the castle keep at top of the cliff, looking down on the glowing streets was akin to a miracle. But those in the keep had heavy shutters and thick draperies to block out the light. The commoners? Not so much. They had wooden slates and fabric curtains, maybe. And those at the castle had wet nurses and nannies to soothe the babies and littles when the glow from the street was blinding bright. Fritz, on the other hand, had lived a lifetime of assuring his children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that no, it wasn't molten gold, and no, it wasn't hot like lava. Just turn your face to the volcano and sleep a little longer. Streets paved with gold. Fritz had long considered moving to another village. A village where gold wasn't flaunted and the streets were paved with sensible things like brick cobblestones or gravel. And yet, he couldn't deny that the gold streets of the village where he'd spent 93 winters attracted the wealth, no pun intended, of tourists who were eager to spend their money in his shop and the shops of his friends and family. Streets paved in gold. Fritz weighed the concept in his mind a bit longer. Then he rolled towards the middle of the bed he shared with Hazel, who, God willing, would mark her 87th winter in a few weeks. He'd just sleep till the angle of the light changed, and the gold-covered streets no longer dazzled his aging eyes.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.